This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد After the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I'll testify that there is no God except Allah And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers and sisters, we are in a series of the great men after those great men, the Prophets and Messengers of Allah, those great men, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions and the beloved companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased from them and they are pleased from Him. They are the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, those ones who stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, those ones who fought with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, those ones who strived and struggled with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, those ones who sacrificed their wealth and their souls for the sake of Allah and His Prophet, that are Sahabat Rasulullah, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We intend from behind this series not just to share a story or great stories about the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but the intention from behind these stories is try and become like those companions who tried to become like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Try and follow the footsteps because they are the best people and they are the greatest followers of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he says, the best generation is the generation after me and then the one after them and then the one after them. That's the generation of the companions of the Prophet. That are the greatest generation. That are the greatest followers. That are the followers and the direct followers of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. For the ikhwani and akhawati, let's have the intention from behind hearing these stories and the great stories of those great men is try and become like them. Not for the sake of hearing a story and be delighted and entertained by that story, but I'll try and become like those companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We spoke about a great companion, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the week before that it was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And for tonight, we'll share with you another great companion, another great warrior, another great soldier, another great worshipper, Uthman bin Affan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passed away, he left the Muslims with six people to make a decision, out of them to be the Khalifa after him. And then later on, it was decided to be Uthman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to lead the Muslims and to lead what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left them behind. Uthman, from the first and the earliest people to become Muslim, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he called him, he was one of the first people to reply and respond to Abu Bakr. We mentioned before that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim and went and came back with six people who became Muslims, and one of those six was Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. It's Uthman bin Affan, my brothers and sisters, the one that stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from the early days, from the beginning days. It's Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu that sacrificed his wealth for the sake of Allah and his Prophet from the early days of Islam, when it was only a minority of people on earth who say La ilaha illallah. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of the six who became Muslim. He says, by Allah, I remember at one stage, I was the sixth of Islam. There was only six of us Muslims. I remember at one stage, we were six of us Muslims, I was the sixth of Islam. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion that stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from the early days and from the beginning. And he was one of those companions who migrated to Habasha, the first migration. And he was one of those companions who strived in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal with his wealth and soul. He gave in the path of Allah, and gave in the path of Allah, and gave in the path of Allah as the example of his brother Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Uthman, who was named and nicknamed Dhun-Nurayn, the one of the two lights. Dhun-Nurayn, the one of the two lights, because of his marriage to the two daughters of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu got married to Ruqayya, the daughter of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then later on, Ruqayya passed away at the time of the Battle of Badr. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married off his second daughter to Uthman to be his second wife, Kulthum. And then later on, Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha will also pass away. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell the companions, get Uthman married, get him married by Allah. If I have another daughter, I would have gave it to Uthman. By Allah, if I had 40 daughters, I'll marry them all one after another to Uthman. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. A great companion and a great example. Dhun-Nurayn. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, as we mentioned, is that one that strived not only with his soul but with his wealth for the sake of Allah. Uthman was promised a paradise by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in more than one time. And he was promised a paradise twice by the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam for the sacrifice that he sacrificed with his wealth. He was promised a paradise at the Ghazwat al-Usra, the Hajj Baru, when Hercules sent a message to Muhammad that he's coming with a great number of an army to attack Medina. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a true soldier and warrior, would prepare an army. And it was time of a hot season. In the middle of summer, in the middle of the heat, in the middle of drought. And it was time of harvesting the palms, the dates. And it was a test from Allah Azza wa Jal to the believers, where Allah Azza wa Jal tested them to see their call and reply. Is it sami'na wa ata'na, we had heard and obeyed? Or is it sami'na wa asayna, we had heard and disobeyed? When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them at that time, in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the heated season, in the middle of harvesting the palms and the dates, where people wait one full season for that, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will say, let's all get up for the jihad. Let's all get up for the fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will need money. We need wealth to prepare the army. People are poor and it's drought. So alayhi salatu wa sallam will call from the companions, who could sacrifice their wealth for Allah's sake? Who could sacrifice their wealth for Allah's sake? Who will give his wealth to Allah today, and Allah will give him the paradise in the hereafter? Who will give to Allah so Allah will give back to them? And it was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu that stood up and said, "Upon of Allah, I'll give 100 camels, fully prepared with the ammunitions." And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell the companions, who is ready to prepare the army? Who is ready to sacrifice their wealth for Allah's sake? And then Uthman will get up and say, O Prophet of Allah, 200 camels for Allah's sake, fully prepared with the weapons. Fully prepared with the weapons and the ammunition that he used to have back then. And then the third time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will say, who will sacrifice his wealth for Allah's sake? And Uthman will get up and say, O Prophet of Allah, 300 camels for Allah's sake. 300 camels for Allah's sake, fully prepared for every soldier. And he'll come with his wealth, forward it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will grab the wealth of Uthman and say, nothing will harm Uthman after this day, whatever he does. Whatever Uthman does after this day, nothing will harm him. مَا ضَلَّ عُثْمَانَ مَا فَعَلْ. Nothing will harm Uthman, or whatever he does after this day. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, who was also promised a paradise, and promised a spring in the paradise, when there was a well, the well of Rumah, that was earned by a Jewish man. And it was a season of drought, and people needed water. And the Jews, as they are back then and now till this day, being selfish and tired and only care about themselves, would not accept to give water to anyone unless they pay a high price. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood in front of the companions and said, who would buy the spring of Rumah in return that Allah will give him a spring in the paradise? So it was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accept that and buy half of the spring of Rumah from that Jewish man for 12,000 dirham. A lot of money back then. 12,000 dirham, where half of that is for Uthman. And the agreement was that Uthman will have one day and that Jewish man will have another day. But Uthman will give his water for the sake of Allah, and that man will give his water for the sake of money. So what would people do? People will come and fill up enough water for 2 days. So the day where Uthman has the ownership of the well, everyone will come. And the day when that Jewish man will stand to wait for people to come, no one will come. At the end, that Jewish man will run to Uthman to say, oh Uthman, buy it of me with any price you want. I have lost in this agreement. I had lost, but Uthman really won. Radiallahu ta'ala an, who would buy the bit of Rumah? Who would buy the well of Rumah in return of a spring in the paradise? And it was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu that bought that spring in the return of the paradise. Uthman, my brothers and sisters, that one that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَشَدُّهُمْ حَيَاءً عُثْمَانِ, that the most shyest one out of all of them is Uthman. And shyness, ikhwani, is part of the iman. As sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that shyness is a portion of the iman. Is a part of the iman. It's a part of the iman and belief. وَأَشَدُّهُمْ حَيَاءً عُثْمَانِ, and the most shyest one out of all them is Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at her house one day, and he had his chin, or he had his thigh uncovered. The narration one says he had his chin, and the other one says his thigh uncovered. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu will walk in, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not change the position that he's in. And then Umar ibn Khattab will walk in, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give him salam and not change the condition that he's in. Until Uthman will walk in with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will cover his full leg. And then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was amazed. So she had a question to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on, where she tells him, a Prophet of Allah, I saw of my dad Abu Bakr comes in, and he did not change the way you were in, the condition that you're in. And then Umar walked in and he didn't change. But when Uthman walked in, you covered your leg. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala astahi mimman tastahi minhu al-malaika. Shouldn't I be shy of the one that the angels are shy of? Shouldn't I be shy of the one that the angels are shy of? It's Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one that made the angels shy because of his iman. Because of his iman. Yes, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was shy in what pleases Allah. But when it's time to please Allah, Uthman is stronger than a lion to stand in the face of anyone. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that's why the pledge of the Khilafah was given to Uthman to be the successor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khalifa of the great Khulafa of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the Khalifa of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam himself. And it was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to open and expand the Islamic State, to go all the way to Azerbaijan, and all the way to the Western Arab, and all the way down north, and all the way up, all the way down south, and all the way up north. It was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to open and increase from the Islamic State. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the believers accepted to be their Khalifa and accepted to be their leader. And once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu of the fitna that he will face, of the fitna and the affliction that he'll go through. When we mentioned the narration before, the narration of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, where one day Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was guarding the garden that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in. And then Abu Bakr will come in and excuse himself to enter and sit next to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam around the world. And Abu Musa will tell Abu Bakr, I would not let you in until I seek permission from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will give permission to Abu Bakr to enter. And he'll say to Abu Musa, allow Abu Bakr to enter and inform him about his place in the paradise. And then it was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come in. And then Abu Musa al-Ash'ari will ask permission from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam till Umar to come in. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will tell Abu Musa, let him enter and inform him of his position and place in the paradise. And then it was that man who was speaking about, that man who the angels are shy from, that man that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam had informed him about his position in the paradise more than once and twice and three times. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come and will ask permission to enter and sit next to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari will ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to allow him to enter. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will say to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, let Uthman enter and inform him about his position and place in the paradise over a affliction, a musibah, an abtila that Allah Azza wa Jal will test him with. So Abu Musa al-As'ari will go out and tell Uthman, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives you the permission to enter and he informs you about your place and position in the paradise over a musibah, over a test that Allah will test you with. So it was the reply of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says, إِذَنْ أَصْبِرْ, then I'll have patience. Then I'll have patience. Then I'll have patience, wallahu musta'an, and I'll rely on Allah. I'll have patience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that I'll rely on. And it was. Indeed, that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tested. And it was tested, a great test, with a fitna. A great fitna started from the diseased hearts of people who claimed to be working for Allah, or claim to uphold the deen of Allah, those hypocrites who all the time plot against Islam and the Muslims. They started a fitna on Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Uthman is an injustice, he's an unjust leader, he's an oppressive leader that does not go by the Quran and Sunnah. Uthman is someone that's there in that position for his personal use. Uthman is this, and Uthman is that, and Uthman is this, and Uthman is that, until they had the support of the weak hearts. As it is all the time, it's those weak hearts who all the time follow the weak hearts. The weak hearts followed those diseased people And unfortunately, some of them were some of those weak-hearted companions who stood by those people of the fitna. And they'll gather around to Medina, to enter Medina, to enforce the presence in Medina, and gather around and surround the house of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They'll surround the house of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu for days. And the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And on the top of that list, Ali ibn Abi Talib will come out with 500 great companions to go and save Uthman from that siege. But Uthman will send a message to Ali and say, and to all the Muslims, I would not allow a blood of a Muslim to be shed for my sake. I would not allow a blood or a drop of a blood of a Muslim to be shed for my sake. And all the believers to stay in their houses and no one to come near Uthman. And not only that, but Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had over 40 slaves in his house. He'll free them all and say, you are of all free for the sake of Allah. You are all free for the sake of Allah. Leave this house. Just to stand between him and himself to know that he did not allow a drop of a blood of a believer to be shed for his sake. And then it was that time where those diseased hearts, those hypocrites will jump into the house of Uthman and kill Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu while he was reciting the Quran. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once climbing the mountain of Uhud with Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, and it was that mountain to shake for those great men over that mountain. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam told the mountain of Uhud, calm down, O mountain of Uhud. It's only a prophet and a siddiq, which is Abu Bakr, and two shaheed, two martyrs, which is Umar and Uthman. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will inform Uthman that you'll have a blood drop over a word in the Quran al-Kareem. Fasayakfikahumullah. And Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was killed and his head was chopped. And he was reading that verse while he was killed. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu an Uthman. And it was that diseased hypocrite that stabbed Uthman 9 times. He said, by Allah, I stabbed Uthman 3 times for Allah's sake and 6 times for my sake. And then it was that fitna that started from that day where the Muslims will be divided because of a simple fitna that goes into the hearts of the diseased people who their job all the time is to cause fitna and affliction and division among the Muslims. It was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ikhwani. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that man that sacrificed his life, his wealth, and everything he had for the sake of Allah. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum say that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the best companion from the companions. He used to narrate the hadith, but he used to be so afraid to narrate the ahadith. And that's why Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu does not have many ahadith being narrated. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was afraid to narrate something. Or maybe mix up with something that will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Medina after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had 1,000 camels coming from Syria, fully stocked up with the barley and dates, and the oil and all the needs of people. And the businessmen will come to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and say, O Uthman, we'll give you for every dollar you bought $2. And Uthman will say, Allah, there's someone that gave me higher than that. And it was a time of drought season. People were in need of food. People were in need of stock. And there was a big and great demand on that. And then they say, Uthman, we'll give you for every dollar $3. And he says, There's someone that gave me better than this. And then they'll say, Uthman will give you for every dollar $4. And he will say, there's someone that gave me better than this. And then they said, Uthman will give you for every dollar $5. And he said, there's someone that gave me better than this. So they said, Uthman, who's that someone that gave you better than this? And we're only the businessmen. We are the only businessmen in Medina. He said, Allah had gave me for every dollar 10. Allah had given for every dollar 10, whoever does one good deed, Allah will multiply that good deed to 10 times, up to 700 times. Uthman Ikhwani, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that man that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shouldn't I be shy from the one that the angels are shy from? And he describes him alayhi salatu wa salam, that Uthman has the closest look of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Uthman has the closest look of the grandfather of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that man that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent him on a great message to the people of Mecca during the time of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, when alayhi salatu wa sallam walked out with thousands of the companions to go and perform Umrah, and the non-believers of Mecca heard the news of Muhammad coming out with thousands of his men from Medina, coming to perform Umrah. So they stood on the gates of Mecca to stop Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam and his followers to enter Mecca. So alayhi salatu wa salam will send a companion who had his full trust in him, a companion who he said, O Prophet of Allah, I'll convey your message and I don't worry about death or life. It was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to step forward and go inside Mecca to tell the people of Mecca that Muhammad did not come to fight, he came to perform Umrah. And then the news will come out that Uthman was executed. Uthman was executed because the people of Mecca delayed Uthman until days went past, and the companions thought that the non-believers of Mecca killed Uthman. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the companions under a tree and he took a pledge from them and he said, this pledge, this hand is for me and this hand is for Uthman. The companion said, we had nothing better. We wished that we were in the position of Uthman at that time. No one had anything better than what Uthman had at that time, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking a pledge for Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Uthman Ikhwani, a great companion from those great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a companion that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it been narrated, he passed away and he was pleased from him. He passed away and he was pleased from him. It was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And inshaAllah next Monday we'll speak about another great companion, another great hero of the Islam, another great warrior of Islam, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son-in-law of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the one of the most beloved companions to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, to share with you of his great qualities and great sacrifice that he did for us to take them as a great example. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl فيتبعون أحسنه الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات انصر الإسلام والمسلمين دمر الكفرة والملحدين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ما الله عز وجل would you all for listening and inshallah we'll see you once again on Thursday.